Page 108. The Rainbow Nation.
When the new South Africa was founded in 1994, the phrase Rainbow Nation was coined as a celebration of the cultural diversity of the country. For decades, South Africa had been known and hated by the rest of the world for its racial policies. The rainbow seemed appropriate because it is neither black nor white. There are 11 official languages in South Africa: English, Afrikaans, Zulu, Xhosa, and 7 other African languages. But South Africa has a violent and bloody past in which different groups have tried to take power and control the land and its people. The history of the Rainbow Nation in a nutshell. South Africa's first inhabitants were the Zan and Khoi people. Later, other African people, including the Zulu and Xhosa, moved down from the north. In the 1600s, the first white people arrived in Cape Town. They spoke Dutch, but their language came to be called Afrikaans. Soon, more and more Europeans arrived by ship from Germany, Holland, and France. Slaves were brought in from India, Madagascar, and Malaysia to work on the farms, adding their own cultural flavor to the country. Then, in 1800s, the British arrived in their thousands. There were conflicts between the British and Afrikaners, Dutch, over government and territory. So many Afrikaners headed northeast to look for new land. On their journey, they encountered the powerful Xhosa and Zulu tribes, and many bloody battles were fought. But the Afrikaner kept heading north and eventually settled in the northern half of South Africa. Then, in 1886, gold was discovered in that area. Two wars broke out between the British and the Afrikaner for control of the country. Britain sent nearly 500,000 soldiers to fight in these wars called the Boer Wars. The British army treated the Afrikaner prisoners very badly and placed Afrikaner women and children in concentration camps. Black South Africans fought on both sides. The British won the war in 1902. In 1948, the Afrikaners came to power in an election for white people only. They made laws to keep themselves in power and introduced the law of apartheid that meant that people of different color should live apart from one another. In 1980, it was estimated that there were about 5 million whites and 21 million black people in South Africa. But how could so few control so many? With military power, police force, strict laws, and control of the media. Anything that was anti-government was illegal and could lead to imprisonment. The black people protested and called for negotiations for decades. Finally, the white government started listening, and in 1994, the first election for people of all color was held. The Rainbow Nation is not a very old nation at all.